Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
101.7 in truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Happy Friday, Milwaukee. We are live and direct. What's the word? You have officially been tapped in. Milwaukee, surrounding areas, America. Listen, we have officially made it to Friday. I'm your host, Jazz Tyler. Listen, it's been a long week. It's been a long 2 weeks. But because you are tapped in, the emails can wait. The group chat is already active in. Whatever irritated you Monday through Thursday, check this out. We are releasing that today. Welcome to Friday Kickback with your girl, Jazz Tyler. For the next 3 hours, we are going to laugh, talk a little mess, play some music, and get the city involved. So, first and foremost, I have to kick off my affirmation. My affirmation for today is I'm going to get some sleep. I am going to get some sleep. I am. One day. I'm not sure what day, but one day. It has been an amazing 2 weeks, but also a very draining 2 weeks for me. My youngest daughter, my 9-year-old, is getting ready to start fourth grade. And that means that she is maturing in so many different ways. Got to start having some conversations. She's starting to like little boys, all of the above. So it's getting real interesting, right? On the other hand, I have an 18-year-old who's going to college. Well, she's in college, but she's moving into her dorm next week. So I am parenting a young adult and a 9-year-old. And I have to tell you, those are two completely different parenting styles. On top of the fact that they think I'm an ATM, on top of the fact that school is about to start back Monday, which means I have to go back to teaching 80 youth a day, every day. Every day for 8 hours a day. It's a lot going on. Again, this week has been very, very eventful, but also tiring. I'm just glad it's the weekend, y'all. I'm glad it's the weekend. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. What you got planned for the weekend? Today, during the kickback, we are going to have some fun. Again, all week we have real conversations. Towards the end of the week, I always want to lighten it up a little bit, primarily because we do too much. We do too much every day of the week, right? Today is the day. This weekend, listen, tell your babies, don't call my name. I don't want to hear mama or daddy. Do not call my name and don't ask me for nothing. Put your phones on D&D. Get some quality self-care time. Make sure you put that laptop down, because if you are a person who is like me, even when I'm off of work, I'm still working. Still producing ideas, still finding ways to make extra income, all of the above. But this weekend, we are not doing that. So today, we're going to have a little bit of fun. First and foremost, coming up at the 4:15 slot, we are going to open the lines for Friday Confessions. What's your Friday confession? And again, you don't have to blast anybody. You don't have to blast yourself. We just want to hear. It can be something pertaining to work. It could be something pertaining to your relationship. We don't judge. We listen. Listen, Linda, listen. So hit me up, 833-212-1017. Coming up at 4:30, we are going to travel through the decades, right? We are traveling through the decades of music and how music relates to telling a story about America. The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, all the way up into where we are currently today. And this came about because I was listening to some music from the 2000s, and we'll dive a little bit more into it later on, but it made me think. Sometimes I've not sometimes I personally believe that a lot of the music that is made or has been made has always been a reflection of our reality, but somewhere along the lines, it changed. And I believe it changed in the year 2000. So the year 2000, that's when the human trafficking laws were implemented. But then that's when the start of a new type of hip hop began, right? The commercialized music, the business, you started to hear more music about pimping and all of this, you know, other stuff. And it had me thinking about what messages are being sent, and if the labels deliberately force artists to make these type of music, these types of music, knowing that there are specific laws set into place that could force people to go to prison, right? So we'll talk about a little bit about that as well. But again, 4:15 is Friday Confessions, man. We got to have some conversations. We got to get it off. Get it off your chest. Say it with your chest. Get it off your chest. Have some fun, right? No judgment. Again, you don't have to blast anybody. You can change the names, whatever it is. But let's have a little bit of fun today. I want to hear from y'all. It's been a long week, man. It's been an extremely long week. I got to give a shout out to my best friend, Sharika, to Kenda NCC yesterday. If you were not able to join us, you can go back and watch that show on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That was the first edition of Pull Up, Unpack, and Unwind, ladies edition. So once a month, I am going to invite my real life friends on to Tapped In to have some conversations about sisterhood, motherhood, relationships, all of the above. And yesterday was extremely fun. There was a lot of conversation around girl code. And the reason being is because of, honestly, the youth. The more I talk to my students, the more I'm talking to my children, it just prompted me to think about the fact that this younger generation has no code whatsoever. And that's where the term they use, backdooring, comes from, right? They're all backdooring each other, backstabbing each other, because they don't have a code. And it's up to us to kind of show them what that looks like. So again, I just wanted to shout out my friends for joining me yesterday and assisting me with showing the world what it looks like to have good rapport between women, black women, and to be specific, and that it's okay to make new friends. We are living in society, a day and time where everybody is like, no new friends. No, it's okay. Sometimes the new person you meet will treat you better than anybody you've known for your entire life. Sharika, I've known for 20 years. Kenda, I just met her this year through my other best friend. And Cece, I met her through work. I know them all through three different ways. And, you know, we've managed to build great rapport and great relationships. So want to be able to invite y'all into my world, but also show y'all again what that looks like. So shout out to them. What do y'all got planned for the weekend? What's going on this weekend? I know State Fair is still happening. Shout out to True School. They have some events that's happening this weekend with the hip hop world as well. I'm sure there's some more back to school programs. Shout out to my community brother, Von Mays. Today from 5 to 10 p.m. at Five Star, the old YMCA off of Titonia and Garfield, we have the lock-in program. Yesterday was super dope. Shout out to 414 Life and their event that's happening this Saturday as well. At Lakeside on 71st and Mill Road. The lock-in program is free. It's free for all youth ages 12 to 17. We offer free meals. There's gifts, raffles, funding, paint and sip, yoga, all of the above. So if you have any youth who is interested and needs something to do today, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., they can head on over to Five Star right there on Titonia and Garfield. And, you know, who knows? They may win some money. School is starting back next week for some students, including me. And as we go into this school year, make sure that you are preparing your children for school mentally, right? I feel like this summer went by so fast. We haven't even had enough time to process the last school year. And now they want us to come back and do it all again. Parents, I sympathize with you. I sympathize with you. I promise I do. We got to go to break. Coming back, we are opening up the first ever Friday Confessions, right? So this isn't a situation where, again, you have to mention anyone's name. We're not here to judge. Even if you don't want to say your real name, that's fine too. Just please don't do Igga-ish. Please don't do Igga-ish. What do I mean by that? Don't say anything that is going to make me a witness. I don't want to be involved. Leave me out of it. So when you call and give your confession, please make sure it is radio appropriate. And I have to give that disclaimer because we all know that one person, especially here in Milwaukee, there's always that one person who do the most. So again, I want to hear from you after this break, 833-212-1017. We want to hear your Friday confession. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. One on 1.7 The Truth. You are officially tapped in with your girl Jazz Tyler. Listen, this is your chance to get something off of your chest before the weekend, right? You can change names if you need to, disguise your voice in your own head. I don't need any identifying information. Maybe you lied and said you were busy because you didn't feel like going. Maybe you were pretending to like somebody's cooking. Oh, Lord. I am good for that. Maybe you've been sitting in the driveway for 20 minutes before going inside just to get some peace. Maybe you told your coworker the system was down when the system was you. I've done that. I've done that before. In my call center days, you better believe it. Something's wrong with my system. I can't log on. I need an extra 30 minutes, right? But we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. What's something you want to get off your chest? How you feeling today? Shout out to the chat. What's up, Jazz West? Thank you so much for tapping in with us. Right now, we are doing our Friday confession, right? I think I have a couple of confessions. Just got to be careful because you never know who's listening. Never know who's listening. The first confession is I pigged out this week. I'm so disappointed in myself. I promise you. I went from eating salads and, you know, veggie bowls and couscous and zucchini to eating steak, right? Crab boils, smothered chicken, gyros. I did so bad this week, and I'm so frustrated with myself. I promise you I am. I got to do better, man. I got to do better, right? I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. What is your confession? What happened this week? What happened at work? What happened in your relationship? Let's hear from you. We got a caller on the line. John Doe, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you?
I'm actually really well. How are you?
I am well. What's your confession? What's your Friday confession?
So I do have a confession, right? But it's not necessarily a bad thing. For years, I was friends with this extremely gorgeous woman, and I always wanted to ask her out, but I didn't get around to it. Luckily, I found the courage on my birthday last week to ask her out, and it was one of the best birthdays I ever had. And I think she's dope as fuck, and I definitely want to know her better.
That's an amazing confession. What's her name? That's an amazing confession. First and foremost, any guy who takes a woman out on their birthday says a lot. Says a lot. Kudos. You get extra points for doing stuff like that. Do men even do that anymore? Do men even put themselves to the side to make sure that they are catering to someone that they want? I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. What's up, Mild Elephant? What's good, Tone? Shout out to the chat. Shout out to everyone that's listening. So I was saying, my confession was I've been eating bad, right? But I have another confession. Y'all, let me tell y'all, it went down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was about to go down. I almost flipped over every table in this building. In my head, I flipped over everything. I can't tell you where or why. But just know, people have really, really been trying to test me this week. And it took everything in me to remain professional and to not pay attention to the disrespect. But ultimately, you know, it ended in a conversation and, you know, all of that. And I'm talking about work, not the station, not the station, but talking about work, the other job. It was difficult. And trying to figure out how to navigate situations where you know somebody is trying to play with you, especially in a professional setting, especially when you are around people of other ethnicities, because they don't tend to understand Black people code. We know what it means when a Black person is being passive aggressive. You playing with me, right? But you can't take that to someone else and say, hey, they're doing this, because you can't prove that they're doing it without hard evidence, right? But Black people have a way, when they want to bother you, they have a way of being passive aggressive and doing things. And I'm telling you, God, the old me almost came out. I was about ready to flip some tables over. I just said a silent prayer. Dear God, help me, please. I promise. Help me, help me. Help me, help me. Mauda Elephant says, do women take time to cater to men? Absolutely. Listen, let me tell you something. Yeah, I do. If you my man, if you minds, I'm paying for haircuts. I'm taking you out for lunch, for dinner. I'm giving you a manicure, pedicure. I'm paying for spas. I'm tricking on my man. And he tricking on me, too. It ain't tricking if you got it. Most definitely. I'm a cook. I'm going to iron his clothes. You understand? We rubbing backs. We ain't doing no arguing. And Black women don't cheat. Black women don't
cheat. You mean
Black
men?
Black women don't cheat.
Say that one more time. Oh, something going on with your mic? Oh.
Listen, y'all see they already hating on me. Meech and Z is in the back hating because I said Black women don't cheat. Jazz West said I wasn't going to eat chips for Manon Sabir, but I had some cheese Doritos. Listen, I had put together an entire plan.
Bust it open.
Yeah, Al. I put together an entire plan for my life. You hear me? For my life, trying to figure out how to navigate my life with everything that's going on. And my diet was a part of it. And baby, let me tell you, temptation is real. Temptation, because it's not, I don't know. I just can't leave the gravy alone. I got to have smothered this, smothered that. I haven't had sweets in about 6 months. Then I had at Bronzeville Fest, I bought me some bean pies. And I've been on a sugar rant ever since. So I feel you, Jazz. Give yourself some grace. Tone said they trying to bring out Jazzy B. Man, listen, it almost got real. I promise you. Mauda Elephant says, nah, that was God's signs there, Jazz. You should have flipped those tables over. So you telling me that God was like, hey, go ahead. I got your back. Flip all of that over. Flip all that over. Man, listen. We're talking about Friday Confessions, 833-212-1017. What happened? What happened this week? What happened in your life and your relationship at work? Who made you mad? Who sent you a text that you was just like, you know what? I can't even respond to this. I can't say anything. Mild Elephant said, well, Jazz, Usher warned you about that temptation. Yeah, you got to be careful. Gotta be careful with, especially if you gotta be careful about temptation. He said Usher warned you about that. He warned us about letting it burn too. Yeah, it's real. Avoid that temptation on every level. Later on today, well, actually starting at 4:30, we're going to do something different as we head into the 5 o'clock hour. I want to talk about the music in different decades, but how it reflects this country, right? Every generation has a soundtrack, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And there was something that sparked this in me and made me realize that not only has music been the reporter for us, right, when it comes to what we deal with as Black people in this country, but somewhere along the lines, it switched. Something changed. It's almost like they started to force artists to create and promote music that went against the laws they were creating at the same time in efforts to brainwash the masses of people to actually go out and conduct these acts based off of the music, and then in which that would lead them to jail time. And it started to happen around the year 2000, maybe in the 90s too, maybe a little bit in the 90s. I'll say late 90s, early 2000s, right? It started to happen. During the 90s, there was more so informative music. You know, there were more artists talking about mass incarceration, talking about the war on drugs and welfare and all of the above. But as we got to the year 2000, things changed. So we're going to talk about that, right? The soundtrack to America, all generations. And we're going to lead it all the way up into the music today. So Friday Confession is closed. We are about to travel through 5 decades of music, the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and right now. But we are not just reminiscing. We are listening for what the music was telling us about the country at the moment, because music has always been told in America. It tells you what people we are celebrating, what we are surviving, what we are afraid of, what we are angry about, and sometimes what the culture was normalizing without even realizing it. Every half hour, a new decade. Every decade, one big conversation. And before we leave that decade, somebody has to prove they actually know the music with Finish the Lyrics. So we're going to start in 1970, in the 1970s, right? Marvin Gaye asked the question that still works today. What's going on? What's happening? What is going on? So at 4:30, make sure y'all tap in, get your phones ready. If you at work, you can hit the chat. You can also hit us up on 101.7 The Truth on Instagram and Facebook, as well as tap in MKE. Man, we got some good stuff going on. I want to hear from y'all, especially those who be out there at the karaoke joints. Y'all, I swear y'all know the songs. Y'all know the music. We're going to put it to the test. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. I'm your pusher, man. I'm your pusher, man. I'm your pusher, man. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Make sure you do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth, and follow us on social media as well, at The Jazzy Effect, and tap in MKE. We want to hear from you. So before we went to break, I was explaining to you all that we are about to travel, right? About to hop in a time machine, take a travel through all generations of music so that we can analyze it, right? Music has always been the soundtrack for our people in this country. And although we are always entertained by it, there was a point in time where the music represented us, our struggles, the things we were going through. And I am curious to compare and contrast what it is these artists were talking about with what actually was happening in our country during that time. So people romanticize the 70s, right? Every time you think about the 70s, you think about the clothes, the afros, Soul Train, dancing and all of that. But underneath the soundtrack, America was dealing with inflation, unemployment, political distrust, the aftermath of the war. Cities were losing jobs and resources, and Black communities were still asking a very basic question after the civil rights victories of the 60s. When does equality on paper become equality in everyday life? And into all of that comes Marvin Gaye asking essentially, what is happening to us? What is going on, right? Those records weren't just saying, I love you. They were talking about poverty, war, drugs, faith, money, racism, family, survival. They were literally the soundtrack to our lives. I was born in the 80s, so I can only tell you based off of, my siblings, my parents, and people in my family, and based off of the research that I have done. But if you lived through the 70s or your parents raised you on that music, hit me up, man. 833-212-1017. I want to know what song from that decade tells you what life actually felt like, right? Again, we always romanticize about the 70s and the way that it's depicted in movies and music, but unless you was there, you wouldn't know, right? And a lot of times, especially my generation, that music feels good. That's actually a problem. The problem that was going on in songs like Inner City Blues, Feel Good When You Listen to It, means that you have programmed yourself to be okay with pain just because there's a sweet melody and a nice beat. Behind that sweet melody and nice beat, those lyrics had pain. It was real life. It was the soundtrack for a lot of people's lives. And obviously, that's not the only artist or the only song, but I'm using that as an example, right? Mile the Elephant says, not fair, I'm driving. It's okay. You can put it in a chat too. You can put it in a chat as well. I know a lot of y'all are at work. So if you aren't able to call in for lyrics of the day, or if you aren't able to call in overall, you still can hit up the chat and we'll do that. We'll respond with that. But let's dive into Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. Some of his lyrics: inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up sky high. Send that boy off to die. Oh, it made me want to holler. He's talking about inflation. He's talking about increases to increase finance. The bills piling up. They sending our babies off to war. Can y'all tell me if that sounds familiar? Does that sound familiar to anyone, right? It's 2026. We're reading the lyrics to Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up sky high. Send that boy off to die. That sounds like the very things that we are dealing with today in America. And that is extremely interesting to me. Very, very interesting. History repeats itself. These are things that we may sing along to without even realizing that we're singing the soundtracks to our lives currently. Without knowing that we are singing the soundtracks to our lives currently. Now, for the young people that's listening, I want you in on this too. When you listen to those songs now, do they sound like history or do they sound like it could have been written yesterday? So here's what's interesting to me. In the 70s, an artist could make you dance and still make you confront something. The groove didn't cancel out the message, right? The groove did not cancel out the message. When we talk about music today and how it reflects this country, I'm pretty sure there are still a lot of hip hop artists out there who are reporting what is happening in our communities. However, there is not many of them. And I think that there is this, somehow we've painted the picture that we don't want any music with substance, or that it's impossible to have a song you can dance to while it has substance in it. I don't understand it. I don't want, me personally, I don't want to hear serial killer music all day. Now, don't get me wrong. I like listening to certain artists, right? But let's get back to making music that speaks about our reality. Not just the reality of a rock star, right? But the reality and the conditions of the people. Let's get back to that. So, again, even if you are not able to call in, you still can hit the chat. Mile the Elephant says, sounds familiar, definitely. Then again, history is bound to repeat itself if we do not learn from it. Exactly. It does. It never stopped. I think that's the biggest scam. The biggest scam in this country is convincing us that slavery stopped, that inflation stopped, that everything pertaining to whatever it is that they're trying to solve, solve has stopped. It has not. We are still going through the same things our parents was going through in the civil rights era, so on and so on. It has not changed. So we're about to hop into the Finish the Lyrics segment, right? Here's the rule. My good brother Meech and brother Z, they're going to play a clip. And we're going to stop it right before the next line. And you have 5 seconds. I need the words. Not humming. Not you know the part. Not emotional support from people in your car. Don't be trying to cheat if you in the chat. Y'all trying to hit up ChatGPT and get the lyrics. Cannot cheat. And I know you're cheating based off how quickly you respond. Mile the elephant. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. All right, let's go. Let's run that clip. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women too. That's too easy. If y'all don't know that, I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell y'all. If y'all don't know those lyrics, I don't know what to tell you. But let's run it back, Z. Let's run it back, Brother Z. Let's give him one more shot. We want to hear from you to finish the lyrics to the Tupac song. Keep your head up. Put it in the chat. So if you are just joining us, we are talking about the decades of music and how it is a soundtrack to this country. Right now, we're talking about the 70s and the condition that our people were in at that specific time. The artists who chose to take a stand and step out to make sure that they reported whatever it was that they were seeing inside of our communities and putting it into the music. Sometimes I wish I was born in the 70s. Although I love being an 80s baby, I genuinely wish that I was born in the 70s. I just would love to see what it was like. The stories that I hear, it's not all negative, but I do know a lot of people. Well, as far as Black people, I know we were doing good in some areas, but there still was a lot that was happening with the drugs, with the war on drugs, with all of the above. So, yeah, again, we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. If you can't hit me up over the phone because you at work, hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on social media, 101.7 The Truth. Tap in MKE and the Jazzy Effect. That's JAZZIEEFFECT. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are coming up on our break here. Soon as, before we go to break, we are going to move into the 1980s, right? This is where it gets tricky. This is where gangsta rap started. This is where the crack epidemic started. If you was born in the 80s or raised in the 80s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is when hip hop, I'm not going to say it was birthed, but it most definitely was going down. You had real life people all from all walks of life who was reporting live and direct from the streets. And we're going to listen to some lyrics. We're going to talk about what was going on during the 80s and how it reflected in the music. Again, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler.
Hang ups, let down, bad breaks, setbacks, natural fact is, honey, that I can't pay my taxes.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. If you are just now tuning in, we are taking a timeline trip, right? Music has always been the soundtrack to our lives in this country. It has always expressed and explained the things that we go through as a people, right? Music, real music that you can feel, that you can feel in your soul, feel in your bones. Before we went to break, we were talking about the 70s and the conditions that we were living in based off of the music that was being made. Now we're talking about the 80s, right? The 80s gave us huge pop culture, MTV, and the commercial rise of hip hop, but it also gave urban America the crack crisis, the war on drugs, and neighborhoods being talked about more often than they were listened to, right? So here's the question, the hard question for today. Did hip-hop glorify the streets, or did hip-hop simply force America to hear the streets? My personal opinion, I believe that it started off with us forcing this country to hear our reality. And if anybody that grew up in the 80s or anyone who's a fan of NWA, I'm pretty sure you've seen the news clips from back in the day where Cube was mentioning this, right? Where all of them were talking about being reporters from the streets because their our voices have always been silenced. So I think initially hip hop started out forcing America to hear the streets, and then we somehow turned it into glorifying the streets. And a lot of the artists today that glorify the streets are artists who are not from the streets, because if they was, then they would understand that you are supposed to use music to get out of the streets. That's where they got the game wrong. But when you go back to the 80s and you listen to Public Enemy and the song The Message, right? Grandmaster Flash, and you're listening to NWA, they are giving you a direct report of what was happening during that time. They are giving you a direct report of what they see whenever they walk outside of their homes. And it worked so much to the point where, you know, the people started listening because we understood it. We understood it. And I think in that, and follow me here, because as we move along through the decades, you're going to understand why I'm talking about this and how it's relevant to today's music and where we are as society. In society as a whole. But the more they started to report about what was going on, the more they started to become harassed, right? FBI sent NWA a letter telling them that they couldn't, basically they didn't have a freedom of speech, that they could not rap about the things that they were rapping about, even though it was a direct report, right? Also, it's almost as if they became musical journalists. Right. They became musical journalists. And I think people was just so excited to hear the sound, to hear someone who relates to them, that come from where they come from. And everybody just wanted to support it. It's like, yeah, I feel this. This is real rap, not cap rap. These are things that we are currently facing. These are things that we are going through. And somebody is actually standing up saying something. Because remind you, when we're talking about the 80s, we are still in it. This is only 20 years, not even 20, maybe 15 years after the civil rights movement. Let me put that into perspective for you. 1980, not too far from the civil rights movement. And we all know what went down during that time. We all know what went down in the 70s when they hit our families with heroin, with crack, with all of the above, right? So by the time we get to the 80s, some of our prominent artists had then passed away due to drug overdoses, due to drugs. People like Marvin Gaye, drugs playing a factor in them dying, not just from overdose, but just behavior, just everything overall. And back then, it was hard to stand up and say anything unless you were a part of the movement. A lot of people did not want to take the chances or the sacrifices to stand up and fight for their people. There were other people in organizations and leaders who they would just work with, right? For example, Chairman Fred Jr. tell the story all the time about when James Brown came to Chicago, right? And he made one of his songs, and they told him he had to go back in the booth. And that's when he came back out and made I'm Black and I'm Proud. Because the music dictated. The music, we dictated the music. The music didn't dictate us. So by the time the 80s came and people were reporting, now that they're reporting and it's making worldwide news, it made the government look crazy, right? They can no longer hide how they were treating Black people, even though we already knew. But that's the real reason why they became afraid, because people started to stand up and say, we're not taking it no more, right? Not even just as if it didn't happen before or as if there weren't people prior to us, our current ancestors who was fighting for us, because they were. But this was a new breed. Hip hop was a new breed, a different breed. And it made a huge statement. It made a huge statement. Hey, this is what we're going through. This is what we're not going to accept, right? So boom, that happens. And now you got people from all walks of life who are supporting the hip hop and the gangsta rap because it is somebody who is finally telling the truth, right? No sugarcoat, no beating around the bush. Now we begin to see more people start to pay attention to the lyrics in the sense of glorifying it, not as much as today, but they're doing it subconsciously. They don't even understand that they're glorifying it. They're not comprehending that, hey, we're saying this because this is what we're going through. It's not cap rap, it's real life. This is my life. Whether, you know, it was a big deal about them cursing, about them calling women out their names and all of this other type of stuff. But this was the reality. And people, instead of taking it to say, hey, we need to figure this out, right? We need to find a different way to, we need to change our lives so that we can report something differently. People begin to glorify it and they begin to mimic the behavior, mimic the attitudes, all of the above. Not mimic in a sense of not being who they truly were, but it's like, hey, it's relatable. I feel this because this is my life right now. That makes it easier for me to want to do. I'm already doing what they're talking about. So, yeah, I'm going to help promote it. Yeah, I'm going to help push it, right? I'm going to help push. And then that became a problem. So when our voices were amplified by a group of people or groups of people who were not passive, people who were rebels, right? It became a problem. So now we can't stop them from saying how they feel. Now it's starting to make national news. Now they're getting invited to the White House and all of the above. And everything that we're doing to these people is starting to come out. We have to figure out a way to put a lid on it, right? We have to figure out a way to get politics involved with gangster rap and hip hop to limit the voice of these people, meaning Black people. This is the government we're talking about. Because it's unacceptable. Not only do we not want people all over the world to know, because in case y'all didn't know, a lot of the news that happens overseas is not what the people here see. And vice versa. Y'all remember growing up in the 80s and 90s and seeing, well, the 90s and seeing them commercials about the kids in Africa. All of Africa didn't look like that. They push out into the media whatever it is that they want us to know. So once we started utilizing music to amplify our voices, this country, the people who ran this country, that was an embarrassment to them. Because whatever lies was being told, you know, behind closed doors, it wasn't, the math wasn't mathing. And then you have people putting batteries in the people back, right? Giving them hope, giving them power with their words, making, forcing them to stand up. It's another rise. See, the civil rights movement, the black power movement, all of the above, they deaded that. They got rid of almost everybody. And they thought that they was done. So by the time gangsta rap music started and by the time hip hop came, they was like, hold up. What's going on? I thought I sent y'all and told y'all to go take care of that. Now it's another rise of black people that's happening. And it's a different type. These are different types of people, of black people. They rebels in a different way. They had to figure out a way to make sure that we couldn't utilize our voices in the capacity that we needed to. That's where the politics entered into music. Politics always been in it. But the politics entered into the music industry a little bit different in the 80s. Once gangsta rap and hip hop showed up, it was a rap. It was a rap. Man, when you think about it and how strategic they have been, I'm telling you, thought-provoking is going to make you want to pay attention to what you listen to and how to protect your doorways a little bit more, as you should. As you should. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's tap into the 90s. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.